RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You know, you hear so many nutritionists and dietitians and, you know, real nutrition experts talking about so many different things. Every single day you hear something different. One day it's carbs are terrible for you. The next day, stay away from dairy. The next day, you can't have any soy. Eggs were so bad for you, but now they're good for you. Who do you believe? It really is absolutely difficult to know who to believe when it changes one day to the next. And that's why we're here at Radio MD to give you this great information. My guest is Chris Gunners. He's a nutrition researcher and he's here from Iceland. Welcome to the show, Chris. So let's talk about eggs first. You know, cholesterol and eggs were so bad. Well, I am an egg person. I love eggs. I'm amazed by them. So eggs are not unhealthy, are they?
No, they're not. New research has shown that this is just a myth, that, you know, they've been believed to be harmful because of the cholesterol in the egg yolk. But new studies have shown that cholesterol that you eat doesn't really affect, you know, the cholesterol in the blood. So people have been changing their minds about eggs recently.
So what about saturated fat? Number two is that saturated fat is bad for you. Now, saturated fat being the certain types of saturated fat, right? I mean, certain, not all of them are considered equal, are they?
No, that's true. They have like a different length. That's the main difference between them. But as a group, they have recent studies have shown that there is really no link between saturated fat consumption and heart disease in most people. So this is another myth that is kind of on the way out.
I love that we're busting up these myths. Grains. You know, people are basing some diets completely on grains. So what about the grain situation? You know, legumes, grains, whole wheat. We see multigrain. So what's the grain myth?
Well, it's kind of confusing because there are a lot of different camps. Some people think they're very harmful and others think that, you know, we should be basing our diets around them. So I think it kind of comes down to the individual. Some whole grains can be healthy, like pure oats, quinoa, those kinds of grains that are truly whole. But most of the grains people are eating are refined, processed grains that are really not healthy. So, and a lot of unhealthy grains are marketed as healthy, which is a big problem, I think.
They are. They, you know, and, but some of the newer ones that we're seeing, as you say, quinoa and such, are coming out with kind of their own sort of trend. Now, what about eating a lot of protein? You know, the Atkins diet, I am an exercise physiologist. I am not a fan of a high protein diet. I'm just not. But eating a lot of protein, there is myths about whether it's bad for you. Now, if you do have kidney issues, if you have proteinuria or FSGS or one of those, yes, eating a lot of protein is really bad for you. But if it's if you don't have a kidney issue, what's the deal on protein?
Well, the studies show that there is no harmful effect in people who have healthy kidneys. So people have kind of extrapolated based on what happens in people with pre-existing kidney disease and claim that because these people can eat protein, that high protein diet is harmful. But, you know, all the studies show that high protein diet is fine for the kidneys and bones in people that are healthy. So it kind of comes down to the individual.
It does, and as someone like me who is a cheese freak and loves my eggs, then I'm certainly right there up in the protein, you know, in the protein realm there. Now, low fat, because low fat has been touted as being the way to lose weight. Low fat, you know, but now, again, I say not all fats are created equal. So if you're going to eat a low fat diet, that doesn't necessarily include avocados or salmon or these things that have wonderful fats for you in them.
Yeah, that's true. And another problem with a low-fat diet that a lot of foods are engineered to be low-fat. They change the ingredients list, but when they remove the fat, they had to add in sugar instead. So Yeah, there are a lot of problems with the low-fat trend, and thankfully that's on the way out as well.
Well, certainly, hopefully it is, because, you know, some fats are just so good for you that you don't want them out of your diet. Now, what about the old adage of eating small meals throughout the day as opposed to a big breakfast, a medium lunch, and a smaller dinner?
Yeah, this is one thing that has been studied quite often. And the main determinant of your health is what you eat and how much, not exactly when you eat it. So there's really no need to eat many small meals per day. This doesn't boost metabolism or anything like that. The main thing is eat healthy food in controlled amounts, but it doesn't matter when exactly you're eating them.
What about carbohydrates? You know what? I'll tell you that this, Chris, is one of my biggest sort of things. I think carbs have gotten a bad rap, and I'm not sure what you're going to say about this, but personally for me, people say that word carb, and it makes me crazy, because a tomato is a carbohydrate, so is a carrot, for God's sakes. And people say, well, don't eat carbs. Atkins wasn't even allowing you to eat a tomato. Nobody ever got fat eating a tomato. So what are you going to say about carbs and being one of our sources of calories?
Well, they certainly have a place in the diet because fruits and vegetables and nuts, seeds, all kinds of healthy foods contain carbs. But I think a lot of this is based on research and people with obesity and diabetes. And these studies show that cutting carbs, like not all carbs, but bread and sugar and that kind of stuff, it has certain benefits. So this has caused people to believe that this means that carbs are harmful, but that's not true. You know, some people just take things to extreme and think you need to avoid vegetables and fruits and that kind of stuff, but most proponents of low-carb diets recommend vegetables and fruit.
Of course they do. And when people say those words, carbs, they're meaning bread and white products, you know, bleached flour products, breads and pastas and things. And I wish somebody would change the name then so that that's not called a carb, because as you say, nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables are all carbohydrates, and they are essential to our brain and spinal cord. Now we've got omega-6. Seed and vegetable oils. Some people had been saying they were good. We only have, like, I don't know, a minute and a half left, Chris. So talk about omega-3s, omega-6s, all those things.
Well, we need to eat omega-3s and omega-6s in a certain balance. And the problem is we're eating a lot of vegetable oils, mostly in processed foods, like soybean oil, which is very high in omega-6 fatty acids. And some studies have shown that if you're eating a lot of omega-6 but not much omega-3, then that can cause some health problems. And this is very common because people don't eat any foods that are high in omega-3s, like fish. Well, you know, people are not eating enough, and then they're eating all these vegetable oils, so that causes an imbalance in metabolism, which can cause a lot of problems.
Well, it certainly can, and this has really been good information, and you can see more about Chris Gunners and the top 11 biggest lies of mainstream nutrition at authoritynutrition.com. He's a nutrition researcher, and he's in Iceland, so you can go to authoritynutrition.com and see more about those 11 biggest lies. We didn't get to all of them, but you can go look them up, and you can always listen again on demand or on the go here at Radio MD. This show is called Health Radio, soon to be Melanie Cole's Health Radio show, I think. Anyway, thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We got more great show coming up.